Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We are on the fifth issue of the Miskatonic High, stories. What are we doing? Yes, those things.
Words.
Yep, words are, mind is gone.
If you want to know about the last, if you want to know about the last four issues, go back to our last there four episodes, or you can listen to this previously. Hey, I'm Matt. I went back in time to, I don't know, some ancient place with some other people from my school. We managed to escape some crazy wizard guy and his tentacle monster thanks to the talking cat. But the thing is, things have been really weird ever since, like rat people and ghosts and dinosaurs weird. Anyways, my cousin Alex, she lives downstairs from me, made friends with the class know-it-all who is running for president and this kind of mousy girl who has a little bit of a crush on me. Personally, I'd rather hang out with my hockey buddy Barry and my date for the Halloween dance, Ren. She's so hot. What else can I tell you? I'm terrible at these book reports. Oh yeah, Alex's library book got burned up and by some druids. Don't ask. And now she has to work it off. Yeah, that's it. Thank you, Matt, for all that interesting,
So this issue is very interesting because we are going, between the normal world and like a mystical world.
It almost makes me think of D&D.
Yes. And then especially with like the cover, the cover has them playing D&D in the library, which is kind of cool.
Darkness and Damnation.
One of the covers.
Is what it's called.
Sorry. Same damn thing.
Yeah. But no, it's still D&D. But I was just clarifying that it's Darkness and Damnation, not, you know.
Like I said, same thing.
Dungeons and Dragons. But it bounces back and forth between like this group of adventurers talking about stuff that's going on. And then between Sarah and Alex talking, and then Barry comes in.
He's talking to he basically asks Sarah to dance because he likes her, and she's like, "Oh, okay, I guess." And Barry's like, "Great, cool, we can go with Matt and Ren." Alex is like, "Oh, that works. Hey, you get to go to the dance. That's awesome."
But then what's going on in the backstory is like the person that looks, I guess, the most like what would be Alex in this group keeps saying that they need to help somebody. And then she ends up getting stabbed by one of the other characters. Mm-hmm. And then like basically the whole story through that as they're going on is these characters are finding out that one of them is a betrayer.
Yes.
And they don't know who, but they know that it's one of them and they're trying to figure that out. And then we go back to the library part and,
Alex is, she is working in the library cause this is her paying off her debt for reading the book.
Yeah.
Apparently there was some hobo that came in and peed on all the books.
Pissed in the library. Yeah. How does a hobo get into the school library in the first place?
I know. Maybe it wasn't the school library. Maybe it was the town library.
Oh, I guess. Cause it says on the book, it said Miskatonic High.
True. That's true. I don't know.
Or no, it said Miskatonic Library, which if Miskatonic is the name of the town and not just the high school, it could be.
Could be either, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's assume it's the town library.
But she notices that these books called the 248s are gone. And while this is all, like after this is happening, she's talking to Simon on the phone about cleaning up and about the just normal, you know, the shit that they're taking care of, the presidential stuff.
We do jump back to the mystical world. I couldn't help but notice that the one guy that looks like Alex is alive again.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah. But anyway,
she also like once we get back home, we meet Alex's dad, and he is a drunk, and everything
he's everything in their house is kind of broken and trashed, pulled apart. Looks like the pieces have been
cannibalized,
used for other things. Yeah. So she falls asleep, and then she gets woken up by this talking.
I do got to point out though, she's got like a Harry Potter poster in the background, Mockingbird or Mockingjay poster. Yeah. Was it Inside Out? She's reading Saga, the comic book. Like she has,
and she's got on her desk. She's got a
Spirit of the Way.
Oh, that too. But I was actually My Neighbor Totoro. Yeah,
like,
but the Jedi looking thing right underneath the Harry Potter.
Oh yeah, poster. That's Rey. Like she is.
Yeah.
She's a nerd or a geek. She's totally a geek, and it's awesome.
But anyway, so she gets woken up by this talking cat, the one that helped them. Yes. The one that helped them when they were in the ancient Egyptian thing.
Not Cairo, Memphis. Which is what Simon said. Previously on the second issue.
And while she's talking to the cat and I'm assuming it's a soldering iron that was sitting on her desk caught fire.
Yes, which is...
But while that's going on, the one of the characters again is attacking another one of the characters, basically saying that the cat told us that one of the people are an enemy, you know?
Yeah. Not gonna lie, this was confused. The jumping back and forth definitely confused me, at first. It all makes sense later on, but
trying
to recap it is hard. So
yeah,
we're doing the best we can.
So basically, we'll go with the cat line first. We'll go with the normal line first, and then we'll cover the.
Okay, we'll try to do that. Yeah,
yeah. So the cat's telling her that you're needed. We have to the Abdul Azared Al-Hazred, whatever the bad guy wizard is like. He needs your powers. That's why he summoned you, so that he can open the gate of Lamp and travel to Caleb Nargul. And she's like, why are you talking like a dungeon master? And the cat's like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about, but look, we seriously need to get this shit done.
Like, no, it's a role-playing game reference. You know, people make up characters and pretend to do, oh, never mind. And then let's get back to what you need to do, I guess. And
she's like, but the cat's sitting here talking to her. And she's like, look, I've got to finish fixing my computer. I've got to make my dad get to bed. I've got to do more polling for Simon. She's like, I've got so much shit to do. I can't talk to you right now. And like the cat's still trying to talk. And she's like, I'm sorry, I can't help everyone. I wish I could. And the cat says, ugh, kittens, if only. So while that's going on, we go back to the D&D-esque thing. And you've got another character getting stabbed through the chest by the same character that stabbed the Alex character.
Yes, but this character that got stabbed through the chest froze the other character. Like, it's basically a party of betrayal.
Yeah, like they're all attacking each other while this is going on. And but then he's back alive in the next like panels of that's going on.
So it's
while that's happening in D&D, you've got Alex talking to Simon, going on about the 248 books that are on occult history and magic or mysticism. She's all like,
a volume about that Egyptian guy.
And he's like, but he was an Egyptian. And it's like, it doesn't matter. They're all missing. And as this is going on, there's this guy in the background that says, I told you yesterday, she's not here. There's there's nobody here by that name because this guy's trying to make a delivery. Anyway, so they're talking about the campaign still, and they get shushed by the librarian, Miss T, or Tiss.
Tiss.
I get it. Anyways. But they keep calling her Alexandria, and she's like, my name is Alexandria, and keeps going. And then somebody comes up behind her, Miss Meg. She's like, oh, you brought your cat for the children's reading program. And she's like, no, she's like, my cat's an asshole and I better take him with me. While this is going on, we've got Ren and Sarah looking for dresses for the
Halloween
the dance.
You also got Anton being,
dirty pervert.
Pervert. Yep.
She's like, look, she's like, come on, come with me, Sarah. We're going to get you a real dress. So they go into this place and Sarah's like, I can't afford this stuff. And she's like, fine, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. And she's like, no, she's like, I can't have you do it. And she's like, look, she's like, you'll need shoes too. She's like, let me do this. It'll make me feel better. She's like, I'm trying to, bridge the gap between us. Think of it as a peace offering. She's like, I know that you like Matt and that, that, you know, Matt asked me out, and it's not my fault. And, you know, don't get mad at me. She's like, I'm just trying to make it the best of the situation.
Yeah.
Then we go back to Alex, and Matt's there, and she's like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, you know, I just came to, you know, talk to your dad or whatever. And she's, then they're talking about Simon being a dick. And
I like this. Matt is talking to Alex, and he's like, hey, when did you get a cat? And she says, 1300 years ago, apparently.
Yeah.
I believe he actually said something about that early on. I forget.
The cat had said that he had come from that time.
Gotcha.
Then you got Matt going through their desk and pulling out some mail and putting it in his pocket.
Yep. What mail? We'll find out.
Dun, dun, dun. But that's not the end.
That's not.
So we go to the presidential debate. And you see Simon's poster in the background, and somebody's taken the exclamation point and turned it into a cock and balls.
Yeah. Very.
And so
they're doing the debate, and somebody throws a.
Josh is basically just making like those general statements that, you know, like get cheap pops from the cloud because he's popular, and, you know, it's like easy. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Once Simon gets up there, somebody throws a slushy or something at him, and he actually goes around and he's like, okay, I'm going to accept this President Dick thing. Oh, hey, you know that Salisbury steak you guys eat? Yeah, it's like not good. It's got bacteria.
It's like D-grade. It's D-grade shit that, you know, they're only getting because the student body president is supposed to vote on these things. And since Josh has been the president, he hasn't voted on anything to take care of you guys. And like he keeps going like further and further with it, like talking about all the stuff that, you know, Josh had fucked up while he was president, and that because he doesn't pay attention and he doesn't care, and all he wants is for the popularity.
He doesn't go to the meetings. He shows up once every like 8 months or something like that. That's
nice. Yeah, and if he'd actually went to them, that everything in their school would be better, that they can take care of.
He's like, do you want President Dick or more of President Asshole?
President Asshole. And then like the principal's like, why you little? And then Draco Malfoy over here is like, my father's going to hear about this.
But it actually swayed the crowd. Like everybody's, you know, Dick. Like they love it.
While this is, you know, he gets pulled off to the side, and okay, first off, I'd like to point out the statue in the background.
Yeah.
That is some weird thing that's holding a hockey stick with like an Egyptian topper on it.
It looks a lot like the staff that the one character has in the other world.
The D&D thing. Yep. But anyways, so like while the whole President Dick thing's going on, like Alex is talking to him about like, wow, you know, like he's changed a little bit and stuff like that. And she's also talking about, you know, she's got to go back to work or whatever to get back to the library. She gets back to the library, and this guy walks up to her and is like, can you please sign for this? I have been trying to find an Alexandria Davidson for days, but they say that they don't have one. And she's like, that's me. I'm Alexandra. And so she signs for it. And the librarian's like, I told you to go. And then
this
is the bum. The bum that keeps pissing in the library. Yeah. And as she's talking to him, like he does something where he controls the flower. And then there's like a bug that comes out of the flower.
See, I took it as the flower along with basically just everything being in the right place at the wrong time.
Could be, but regardless, the flower and the bum have something to do with the attack that happened.
Yes.
And then you hear the librarian yell, it's an attack. And then we get back to it's Alex, you have to get up. Mom, is that you? Yes. And then it shows her mom like in this horrendous car.
God, man, that was.
And
yeah.
And then Alex is this, it goes back to the D&D-esque thing. And Alex is this monster looking thing now.
Ogre-ish type.
And she's like, I'm a monster, you know, and it's all my fault that my mom died. And then they're like, no, it's not your fault. The cat turns into a elven-esque looking character.
Yeah, very.
And she's
very
like, look, you have to understand. Yeah, you have to understand that it's not your fault. You didn't let your mom die. Pay attention. So they go back to the day and they see the crash. But what actually had happened was it had been perpetrated by these people that are against the library. Her mom was a librarian also. I guess we should mention that.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. And, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that this other world stuff was all actually Alex piecing everything together. Like she was they're all aspects of her.
Yeah.
And Isis, the cat, is helping her remember everything. And it turns out that everybody in her life, everybody that, I'm not going to say everybody important, but everybody that is like a protective figure is actually there for a reason. The librarian, the Mr. Waleed, Isis, they're all part of a coven. And they are bringing Alex basically into the fold.
Well, basically, it's like her birthright type of thing. Like, you know, she's got the power because, you know, she got it from her mom. And,
or did I say Mr. Waleed? I don't think he actually is. Sorry.
No, he's on the outside. He walked by the door. But while this attack is going on, Isis gets grabbed by some monster and
gets ripped through a portal.
A portal, yeah.
And then Alex is able to... the flower, which you're right, which was something magical, mystical, she's able to destroy it.
She pours bleach on it.
Starts killing it, yeah. Which stops the spell from happening.
Which the librarians then break free. Yeah, then the librarians break free of what was going on. And they you know, confront the homeless guy and they find out that he doesn't know what's going on. And then they explain to her that, you know, they're part of a group of the Sisterhood of Truth. And that they were attacked by the same people that attacked her mom and killed her mom. And that's pretty much where it ends. Oh, it talks about the 248s that are missing, the books. And she's like, well, yeah, they are housed at the Miskatonic University Library. And she's like, why does that sound like a bad thing? Well, dear, what do you know about warlocks? Dun, dun, dun. And that's
that one. Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Miskatonic High story.